This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, it's Taylor.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Love that Merle Haggard.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
Save a few. Left you. All right.
He only did what he had to do.
I want to get out on a boat somewhere and take my children fishing. Let's put some Merle Haggard on.
Merle Haggard,
George Strait, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Dwight Yoakam, little Charlie Daniels, little Hank Williams, little Hank Williams Jr. Three years I've been alive, it's been one hell of an adventure so far. What an amazing world we live in, just filled with magic. And every major study shows the so-called left are empty, unhappy, suicidal people, and now they're becoming hateful. They are so mean. Millie Weir was talking about her with her child at Whole Foods this morning, and her cute little son, and he's a toddler. Now people come over and hiss at her, and are rude, and are mean, and they'll laugh at her. And somebody ran into her with a shopping cart, and all these trendies laughed at her. And I said, Millie, you're super good looking, number one. And you got a great looking son. And they just don't like the fact you're so feminine. I mean, you got a gender. You're powerful. Humans are powerful. They don't like it. They don't like women using their power of creativity and just in love and beauty and everything there is. And men being strong and honorable. It's a total assault on the species scientifically by the robber barons and the British royalty starting in the 1850s in England, adopted here by 1900. All of it, the health departments, everything. I'm not saying it's all bad, but it was set up to be bad. Humans are so good, we even take their evil agendas and some good comes out of it. But I've read, let's not exaggerate, 30-plus books on eugenics written by the founders of it, the top people, Galton, you name it. I mean, when I tell you this stuff, this is not my opinion. People are depressed, they're unhealthy, they're dying. And again, I'm not ever up here on some holy mountain like I'm Mr. Know-It-All, Mr. Beachbody. I just know what's happening to me. I know what screen time's doing. I know what bathing and all this electromagnetic radiation does to me, but I do it in a war. But notice Steve Jobs didn't let his kids play with a computer or an iPad. People don't believe that when I say it. I saw some article saying I was a liar. He, like, gave interviews before he died saying that. There's literally tens of thousands of articles and studies saying screen time rewires your brain damages you, does all this crap to you, unless you're consciously dealing with it. See, a book, as I said, this is key to know, this is incontrovertible. A book, and that was a New York Times article where he said that, I should add. A book, like, let's click on it. It's linked to the Don's article for radio listeners. I want to show them the actual New York Times article. If you guys scroll down, there it is. A piece entitled Steve Jobs Was a Low-Tech Parent. There you go. Oh, more fake news, more conspiracy theories. But getting back to what I was saying, you read a book, you have to visualize it. That's why I don't like pornography, because it just cheapens it and lowers libido, the studies show. But I'm not really into, like, sex novels or anything, but I've read in books, in literature, sexual passages that are so much more arousing in your heart, not in your groin. Because it's about passion and love. And see, they don't want you resonating with that. Or if you listen to radio, it shows IQs go up. You have to visualize it as well. But see, TV, you go into that trance, and then they got you. Then they can bring in those savage messages to assault you and your children. And we all just have to break with these people entirely unless we watch them to analyze them and to show our children, like you in Africa say, that's a crocodile, it'll eat you, don't get close to it. You just show them the enemy and then that's it.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in mere moments, we're going to Stefan Molyneux, popular TV / radio host out of the great Canadian wilderness of liberal brainwashing. Going to him here in just a moment. Brexit's moving forward in the UK. Globalism is in collapse all across the planet. Noam Chomsky says Trump may stage a false flag terror attack to rally support and target the vulnerable elite and other victims. Yes, Noam Chomsky is now calling the crony capitalists, the scumbags of the planet that are allied with radical Islam, the victims. The elite and Islam are the poor little babies that are totally incompatible with themselves. Their countries are 99% Muslim for a reason, and the left, again, is totally double down on this. We'll talk to Stefan Molyneux about that. The Trump bump, consumer confidence hit 16-year high. But again, they're putting everything they can against Trump, openly saying they want to drive down the stock market to teach him and us a lesson, just like they tried to drive down the British stock market there in London, in the city of London, to teach them a lesson. The arrogance of, we're going to teach you a lesson by driving down your stock market and making sure you don't get jobs, and then turn around and go, Trump's failing, Trump's failing, Trump's failing. I'm surprised he's gotten anything done. This open rebellion, the articles on InfoWars.com, last stuff on about this. They have Atlantic Monthly with former top Obama officials saying, we're moving with COG to overthrow Trump, and that means physically, and have 6 months under executive orders. Go read it. To where they can suspend Congress and have new elections, and they said, the whole Republican Party is infiltrated with Russians. We've got to get rid of all of them. So what do you call it when you destroy an entire political party? Political genocide? Folks, by the way, I'm not embellishing this, okay? I'm an expert on COG just because I've watched the PBS documentaries and CNN used to report on it and I've read books on it. But this is if there's a nuclear war killing Congress and the president. This is the designates. They now have TV shows where designates take over, priming the public. Just like they have the new shows on HBO and on Showtime and CBS where Homeland and Alex Jones' character is really racist and puts out fake news and there's a woman president. They thought she'd be in. All the scripting is still lined up for that, like the Chelsea book where she heads the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation worldwide for global government. So there is quite a calamity going on. We'll also get into, did Obama's defense deputy just admit spying on Trump? That's Paul Watson. Yes, she says, we were spying, and he got all the intel he could to share it. But that was in the March 1st article, Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence on Russian election hacking. New York Times, Matthew Rosenberg. And we have the January 20th where Rosenberg said they were wiretapping Trump Tower. Remember, we have the communiques of Flynn. We have him. So I want to ask Stefan Molyneux, who's a smart guy, in many facets, are they winning? Are they losing? Is this total mental illness? Is there a method of their madness? Because we do not have memories of goldfish. I mean, some people do, but a large contingent have longer memories, and the real scientific polls coming out show Trump's like 65% right now, just like I told you during the election. They've got Gallup polls, one day he's 36, one day he's 55. It's all crap, folks, people on landlines. I won't get into polling technology. Everybody knows, just like jobless numbers or inflation numbers, it's fake. Trump comes out and says they're fake numbers. Oh, no one ever said that. It's admitted fact. Every economist will tell you that. Just like he said, most of these cross burnings and church burnings and Jewish center attacks are false flags. More like almost all of them. I can't remember one that was real. They just admitted the 19-year-old Jewish liberal was doing it, running around, engaging in all these attacks. So where do we start? I mean, there's so much to go over here. I just don't know, just in a general atmosphere of their incredible deception, where Der Spiegel's here and says that I said, you want to suck my sausage. I didn't say that. I mean, it's like CBS anchor under fire for censoring Hannity interview. This is what, who was the female anchor that got sued because people recorded the anti-gun deal? Katie Couric. And then they just released the hours, the actual focus group, where they'd say, well, why do you think guns aren't causing the crime? Well, people do it in areas that, you know, have gun control. They have higher gun laws. But she'd cut to them going, just waiting, because they'll roll tape and ask you to sit there like you don't know what you're doing, show you scratching your nose, like you can't answer. Well, he did that to Ted Koppel. So, again, I've gotten to the point where, no exaggeration, I now have people like BuzzFeed and the Rolling Stone and the New York Times and people chasing me down the street. They follow me around now. I mean, I'll be walking down the street and reporters run up demanding to talk to me. And I just say, sorry, you're not real reporters. Just make up whatever you want. I'm not going to sit for your interview so you can act like you did a real interview and pretend you're a journalist. I'm not going to do it unless it's live. Now leave me alone. But then they go further. They just want to shut down Media Matters, run by the Democrats and Soros publicly, wants to be completely banned off Google and banned off YouTube, banned off advertising. I mean, they're calling for my annihilation. Tortious interference, classic. But they don't care because they got the big war chest and they're arrogant. But all over the world, people are turning against Soros. They're turning against globalists. So I've kind of set the table here of a lot to cover, but I also want to ask our friend, what areas he wants to get into. And then Roger Stone's coming up, hosting the fourth hour. Stefan Molyneux, freedomainradio.com. Stefan Molyneux on Twitter, YouTube, Free Domain Radio as well. A lot going on. Thanks for joining us via Skype. I just threw a lot out there. What do you want to tackle first?
Oh, let's just talk about the incipient victory of reason and evidence, Alex. I am pumped. I'm thrilled. Today, it's Brexit Day. Woohoo! Breaking free of the raft that is going over the Niagara into collectivized statist nightmares. So this, I think, is the beginning of the crack-up of the EU. I know there have been some setbacks, but I think it's beautiful. The fact that the EU, this great collective mess that was foisted on Europe against the will of the citizenry, they had to have referendum after referendum after vote till they got the one that they wanted. The fact that this experiment is cracking up in a similar time frame that the Soviet Union cracked up shows that there is still reason and sanity in human affairs, and I'm very excited about what's coming up.
I agree with you. I mean, clearly, even globalists admit the tide's going out. They're in crisis. Their answer is more wars and an alliance with Islam that can't even tie its shoelaces, and they're constantly killing each other. What the hell is the left with marches everywhere putting hijabs on women? And I mean, I can't even make something up this absurd.
Well, here's the thing, right? So this collectivism that happened in Europe. Now, the Democrats have a big problem in that they lost, right? They had a very experienced candidate running against a first-time newbie, and they lost. So they have to come up with some reason that protects the elites as to why they lost. So now it's all Russia and all this kind of crap, right? It's the same thing when you had two giant world wars in Europe in the 20th century. Within the space of a couple of decades, the elites were facing rebellion within their own ranks. So they had to make up this story as to why we had all these terrible wars and 50 million people got killed and so on. And their answer was, Alex, do you know what caused these wars? Borders. Yes, it's borders. So if we get rid of borders, it's not the elite, it's not the military-industrial complex, and it sure as hell isn't central banking. Never want to touch that. It's borders. Like, in other words, if your home gets robbed, the problem is your wall. So if we take down your walls, everything's going to be fine. And so,
and by the way, in Austin zoning,
was fallacious.
In Austin zoning, they are now under Gen 21, not allowing walls on new homes or apartments. No gates, no nothing. But the elites all live in the old part of the city and are building bigger walls. You cannot make this up. And of course, since you mentioned the fact that absolutely globalism was the answer to these wars that they admittedly stirred up to bring in the League of Nations and the UN, David Rockefeller, who just died last week, admitted in his memoirs, Reflections and other books he wrote, that his family actually helped engineer this, and they even helped fund Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute to control the full spectrum. I mean, talk about nastiness. They don't want us to have nations so we can get together and resist their globalist operation.
Well, and people, of course, think that the EU was some spontaneous organization of the masses, like, oh, we're facing giant consolidated totalitarianism behind the Soviet bloc and so on. So what we need is another giant layer of bureaucracy and central planning, because that's how you fight communism. It's with socialism. I've never for the life of me understood that logic. That's like fighting a headache by cutting your own head off. But, of course, it was the American elites who helped fund the origins of the EU. It came out of precursors to the CIA. They never funded less than half of the groups that were advocating for it. It is a globalist, centralized, CIA-based, collectivist nightmare. And finally, finally, Europe seems to be waking up from this nightmare.
Stefan, it's dangerous to pause for me because I'll run over you. But look, what you're saying
I'm giving you room to speak, Alex. I feel it's the only simple thing to do.
What you're saying is not your opinion. I mean, you are literally stating reality. And I love how they keep saying, you know, the right wing is in its own bubble, the left wing is in its own bubble. I'm not right wing, but I didn't like Bush when he was doing it. They called me a leftist. I'm a nationalist, a common sense guy. I'm somebody that wants sovereignty. I want local government. America isn't perfect, but the Bill of Rights and Constitution is a hell of a lot better than what North Korea and you know, Venezuela have. Look what's happening. So it's not that America ever even reached 10% of its potential, but it was going in the right direction. And so I agree with you. What's happening is prima facie. It's not like we're here just making up our own narrative and we're the fake news. No, they have brought in 5 million Muslims. 80% of them are military-age men. They are running around like they own the place. The left is literally bringing them in like reinforcements. And Peter Sutherland of the EU and UN says they're trying to get rid of Europe because it has a middle class. I mean, what's weird is in their white papers they tell the truth, and it's so crazy and so bad that in public they lie. And I'm wondering, why would the elite want to blow up the West that gives them this safety net for even elites? Why would they want to bring in authoritarianism when it's the most unstable system? What the hell are they doing?
Well, people who are focused on political power are drug addicts, right? We know this from studies in monkeys, that as you rise through the hierarchy up the ranks, you get endorphins, you get all of these wonderful happy brain joy juices flooding through your system, and it becomes you become an addict. They literally are addicts. Of course, they're not playing with their own money. They're playing with our lives and the lives of our children and the security of our institutions. But it's no, you can't expect sense out of these people any more than you can say, well, that gambling addict, why on earth would he end up losing his home, losing his house, losing his wife, lying face down in a ditch with a dead hooker? I mean, that's what addicts do. They continue to escalate until they're either cured or they crash. And I think we're kind of poised between the two at the moment.
Exactly. So I see what you're saying. Globalism, crony capitalism on fire, the fake left backing globalism in trouble, the establishment right wing being voted out everywhere as well. I mean, I think Paul Ryan's probably worse than Pelosi because he's actually smart. And then I see Pelosi. We'll play the clip when we come back after break in about 10 minutes. She literally, in multiple speeches, thinks Bush is still president. Maxine Waters thinks Russia invaded Korea. Doesn't even say north or south. But you can say, oh, we're cherry picking. No, that was in one press conference. We don't even play. They give me press conferences every couple days. That's even crazier. She is literally has neurological disorders. I'm sad for her. She's clearly almost 80. She clearly, you know, has a lot of facelifts and stuff. But the point is, she's got a rotten brain. And so does Maxine Waters, and they are in command. And I mean, to me, that's what's horrifying is these people are out of their minds.
Well, there is a battle on, I would say, a big picture time, is the battle is between those who are competent and those who are incompetent, but greedy. Right, like I'm incompetent in opera singing, so I don't try and dominate the stage of the Met. I mean, that's the way it works. So incompetent people hate competition, which is why everyone's trying to shut down alternative media these days, because mainstream media is terrible, wretched, compromised, and lacks even the basic integrity that would allow a snail to stay inside its own home. And so in Europe and in other places, they're trying to cut down competition between countries. Why is there so much centralization of regulation and control of a currency and control of interest rates in Brussels? Because they don't want individual countries to cut their rates and attract more investment, because competition diminishes the power of centralized oligarchical authority. And so they love layering more and more regulations. This is why power tends to aggregate to the Fed, federal government, rather than allowing states to compete. Because California will keep spending and spending and spending, but what's happening is so many people are fleeing California. At some point, they're going to run out of tax livestock. So this movement to centralize and make sure everyone's running off the same standard is just a way for incompetent bureaucrats to never face competition from slightly more competent bureaucrats in other countries.
So let me ask you this. Again, great opportunity, global awakening happening. But like you said, they're incompetent but greedy. I don't understand it. I mean, the more, quote, power I get, the more concerned I am, the more careful I am, the more I watch what I say. When I say something wrong, I apologize for it. You know, I have children. I guess I'm getting older. But as I get more, quote, power, I feel more humble and like a steward thinking about the whole species. I don't say that to goody two-shoes. It's really true. Then I watch these people that claim they care about everybody, but as you know, statistically, we're not left or right, but using that paradigm, leftists in Canadian studies, British studies, 6-7 times more likely to steal, but many more times likely to virtue signal that they're actually giving and telling everyone how to act. And then I think back to when I was like 18, my mom threw me out of the house. I just graduated high school, and we'd moved houses. And, you know, she bought some Oriental rugs that today I think are awesome looking. And I was like, I don't like these. Why don't they that color? My mom looked at my dad. She goes, David, get him the hell out of here. And she's also mad I was bringing my girlfriends in and making, you know, they were being rude to her in the kitchen or whatever. And so she's like, you know, get him the hell out of here. She loves me, but it's time for you to be gone, buddy. So it was only at that point that I genetically needed to have my own house that I was telling my mother what to do. And I think it's the same thing. They've never built their own houses. So, of course, they want to micromanage everybody else's, because once you have your own family, have your own house, have your own friends, you would never get involved with somebody else because you're too busy with your own life.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. I mean, I think I can speak for both of us. Our power, as you call it, is not coercive. It's not political. We can't force anyone to do a damn thing. We can't force people to listen. We can't force people to support you.
I don't want them to. I mean, it's like wanting a woman to get in bed with you because she wants you. You don't want to rape her.
So, yeah, our authority is earned through slowly gathered credibility in the free market of ideas. And, yes, we make mistakes. We have to backtrack. We're human beings, and that's natural. If we claim to never make mistakes, we would have as much credibility as the mainstream media. So your power, which is influence, is gained incrementally over the course of many years of interacting in the free market. You have a reputation, which, as you know, takes decades to build and can take 10 minutes to completely destroy. It's not the same as political power. What we have is an addiction, in a sense, to communication through truth, but we're not dependent upon any coercion for our audience. So we don't have that kind of corrupting power. We have earned influence power through hopefully being correct more than we're wrong.
Wow. And again, this is not about Stephan Molyneux or Alex Jones, but you're a leading guy, reaches tens of millions a week for millions a week, probably hundreds of millions a week soon, tending with Paul Watson. And I just get excited seeing you become even more popular, Paul, other people, but some of the other talk shows I get around them, and they are just obsessed with it being them. Even if they have a good message, they're blinded by the competition, not realizing the greater competition is against the globalists and them wanting to end competition. So I get a thrill out of a guy that's got a super gorgeous wife or a really cool painting they painted. I admire them. I don't get upset by their skill. And again, talking about us, talking about the different types that are out there, so that we can all psychoanalyze ourselves, but also what's happening in the world, because I just don't understand people that want to pull everybody else down so they can be on top. Instead, why don't we lift everybody else up, but don't take something from me that you steal? Then they call that greediness, that I want to be independent and my own person. Like, I value my individualism so much that I guess it's a cult of individualism. And then I see con artists ripping people off, and it pisses me off. So you're a smart guy when it comes to this. And I think we're similar in this. What do you call that then? And how do we get other people infected with that?
You know, when I was in high school, I wrote a couple of plays, and I was in a theater group, and we did rehearsals. And once we went to a friend of mine's place, and man, his family was like loaded beyond anything you could conceive of. I mean, I've never seen that kind of wealth. I certainly hadn't before. And I was like, I was at his house looking around, and I grew up, you know, very, very poor, a single mom household and all that kind of stuff. And I looked at all of that stuff. I tell you, Alex, I looked at that and I thought, you know, I'd like to get me some of that when I get older. This is really nice. I didn't feel resentful. I felt enthusiastic. I felt empowered. I felt like, wow, this is what is available in life. Maybe I could go out and get me some. And then I became an entrepreneur in the software field, built a company, sold a company, and so on. And that, I think, is the difference. Whereas some people, I had another guy who came over who basically was resentful and sour and saying everything negative about this guy's place. And he said, you know, the only reason this guy has stuff is that there's 100 poorer people in the world. And I said, no, it's not a pie. It's not a pie like I get more, you get less. It's growth. If I have a kid, it's not like I've stolen children from someone else. I've made that kid with my wife myself.
You've made a new cool entity that can interface with their kids. You've made the world richer. And that's the thing. All the statistics, all the historians, all the economists admit, I mean, 99% of them, unless they're communists, that when you create incredible wealth that's not based on slavery but free market, it then builds the lowest base of the poor, go up even higher. No one can debate that. So, but again, we have the ultra rich who are promoting anti wealth because they don't want competition, and they even admit it. And that's what's so frustrating. In fact, did you ever notice losers would see somebody that won the baseball game or won the football game or had the best-looking girlfriend, or you go over to somebody's house, they've got an Olympic-sized pool, and it's bigger than your dad's house. You're thinking, man, this is really great. I love hanging out here. Boy, I want to stay friends with this person just because they're so fun. You know, they got a private jet. Isn't that cool? And then you bring your buddy over with them, and they're like, yeah, these people are scum. You know, I heard they're getting divorced. You know, I heard he's a loser. They'll, like, say somebody successful is a loser so they feel good about themselves. And that was the ickiest thing that I saw. Losers were always attacking winners, just making crap up so they'd feel good.
Well, but it's a great way of gaining strategies. It's a great strategy for gaining resources if you don't want to go out and earn them yourself, right? So I had a comment on my YouTube channel the other day because I've done a truth about sort of the Native Americans and the relationship that they had, the indigenous Americans with the Europeans and so on. And someone just posted underneath and they said, when will white people stop feeling guilty about things they weren't even alive for? And it's like, well, when we stop paying for it, you know, because it's a great resource. If you can convince a rich person that he's rich because his family stole from you, then he may cough up resources through the state or through charity to give to you. It's a way of getting resources without actually having to go through the effort of earning them yourself by inflicting guilt and self-attack on other people. It's, you know, it's amoral at best, but it's a fairly decent strategy for just getting resources if you kind of suck in general.
It is crazy. There's a lot of news topics to cover, and I've already thrown a lot of points. When we come back, though, Stefan, what do you want to hit first?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about Michael Moore. Let's talk about global warming. Let's mix it all up with that kind of stuff.
In the minute we have, though, getting back to the Native Americans, I have a little bit of Native American. I'm proud of the Native American. It's great. But I've studied the history. I mean, they would come and say, we're going to kill you if you don't help fight this other tribe. They were just as barbarous and out of control as the Europeans. But how they're like made like these little sweet saints by the media, it's total crap. And I had family that was in the Trail of Tears, and because there wasn't just one, folks. I mean, I've got Comanche background, and you know that's like the coolest Indian, by the way. And you know all the other stuff. Like, that's Native American. Yeah, whatever. I'll use the politically correct term. It doesn't matter. It's just that none of the real history's there. Let's briefly talk about that some after we get into Michael Moore and so much more, and talk about how will the globalists strike back though, because they're not going to give up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, Infowars.com/show. Spread that link. If you want to see the truth about Native Americans, go see the movie The Revenant. That's very, very accurate. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I stand here as a freed slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo. Don't know much
about history. You are correct. Don't know much about.
Way to go. The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Stop it.
All right, we're going back to Stephon Molyneux of freedomandradio.com here in just a moment. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Do I have to tell you they're attacking us? They take anything I do and they twist it. They edit what I say. I'm not anti-gay. They cut it and say, I'm anti-gay on Colbert. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That's because we're so effective. I'm proud of that. Now, they're also trying to intimidate everybody else. Like, if you criticize us, we're going to come after you. Good. You're so discredited. You've got the dumbest people that still believe you at 60 Minutes and all the rest of it. Go ahead and make up whatever steaming piles of baloney you want to. I'm not worried about it. I'm looking for thinking people of every race, color, and creed. It's so frustrating, though, to see those that follow the brainwashing and all the editing and the rest of the crap. But they're pushing their censorship. I'm going to ask Stephon in a minute where he thinks that's going. But we sell. I go out and research the very best gravity-fed filters, ProPure, AlexaPure, the very best out there that, you know, have the 9999 this and 100% that, hundreds and hundreds of chemicals in the food and the water. The biggest thing you do for yourself and your family is the water you cook with and everything else you should put through a gravity-fed filter. Reverse osmosis is good as well, but it cuts out the good minerals, so that's a backup. I have that too. But you can find a whole bunch of different really great systems, the lowest prices out there, and support the broadcast and free speech and what we're doing at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The network funds itself with ads, and I don't fund myself with advertisers because they get targeted by the Democratic Party and the media and the corporations and the banks. They just openly racketeer together and say, just, you know, shut him down or we're going to shut you down. We're going to take your banking license. We're going to come after your newspaper. You know, we're not going to let you promote what you're doing because it's popular. It's good. So we have a super combo. Get Survival Shield, the good halogen, X2, Nation Iodine, and BioTrue Selenium. We got the very strongest mustard seed, organic, certified, best lab in the country. It's like $10 less than crap stuff they sell at Whole Foods. I mean, it's just so good. Super combo. So get those two things go together. Now here's the deal. Talk to your doctor about this because selenium is so powerful that it will get you souped up, but you can't take too much selenium. When it comes to X-Tube, if you've been deficient in the good halogen and everything else, your thyroid stuff's full of bad halogens like fluoride and bromine, bromide, that's what they'll absorb. You know, there could be some fireworks. And this is one of the only things when it talks about iodine that the CDC admits you'll have way lower IQs, deformities, you name it, in utero if you don't have enough iodine. You've got to have selenium. You've got to have iodine. But if you've not had it, you've been deficient a while, it's like just get ready. Because, I mean, Mother Nature's got some compounds that'll blow you away. Almost all the stuff you get at stores is synthetic. It's got to be organic. It's got to be bioidentical for you to absorb it. I've read, like, the medical stuff about growth hormone. You get synthetic growth hormone, you don't absorb it. You got to get the real stuff. And it's the same thing with all this. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site for amazing survival goods, camping goods, preparedness goods, so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Also, we've got Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, amazing. Everybody knows about colloidal silver, maybe the biggest lab in the country. They're the folks, you know, private label for Whole Foods. Ours is $5 less. Just pointing that out. Very same stuff, same factory, top factory in the country. And it's got so many great uses, and it stores for a long time. 40% off. That'll be sent out in the newsletter today. We sent out exclusive videos, articles, you name it. With them trying to censor us more and more, if we go super low tech and they shut off InfoWars, we'll be communicating with you via email. So be sure to go sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Okay, Stefan, I really want to try to shut up and just mention topics and have you cover them in the 20 minutes or 25 minutes we've got left with you here before you go to your own work at freedomainradio.com. Let's just start here with the censorship. I know you're confident. It's not an act. We are winning. But they're saying use the Federal Elections Commission to sue Drudge and shut him down, as if our speech that say pro-gun is then political speech, so it's regulated. You can't regulate free speech. They just call it political, and they claim jurisdiction. They're saying shut me down. They kicked us off ad roll. Now they want Google to kick us off the Google ads. This is official Democratic Party, George Soros groups, saying and lobbying. They admit they're lobbying. The listeners need to understand this isn't a game. So, you know, like you said, they're losing the intellectual battle. That's why, as cornered rats, they're so dangerous.
Well, there's an old saying that Churchill had in 1941 or 1942, when England began to, or the Allies began to have some successes against Nazi Germany. And people are like, oh, the end is in sight. And he says, nope, no, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. It may, however, be the end of the beginning. And as the old saying goes, they only shoot at you when you're over the target, right? You're dumping bombs in the ocean, they don't care. But if you're over the target, they care. So the degree of opposition is the degree of our success. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. The left is fully aware of the role that alternative media has played in fighting collectivism, in bringing Donald Trump into the White House, in Brexit and the upcoming elections in France and other places. They know and they understand how much power we have, how much influence we have, and how much better we are. Because you don't try and censor people that you're better than. Like it's the runner who's really fast who's going to beat you in the race that you may want to, you know, plant something in his bag so he looks bad or something. If you're confident you can win, you don't bother with this stuff. So they don't think they can win, and they're right. So they're going to use all of these kinds of tricks and tools. But I think we can get the information out in a powerful and compelling and wide-reaching enough way to illuminate them for who they are and what they're doing. They're not friends of freedom. They're not friends of the future. They're not friends of free speech. They're not friends of truth and reason and evidence and all the accumulated glories of Western civilization. They are trying to drag the West back down into a very dark, very nasty, medieval collectivist hole. And we have to fight like hell to keep from dragging down there, because once we get down there with the surveillance technology that we have now, it's hard to see how we could ever get back out.
Beautifully said. Looking at this, our biggest enemies ourselves, if they finally capitulate and start to collapse, they've already admitted economic terror they're trying. I think that's their greatest weakness, that they admit with Brexit and the U.S. they're using economic warfare to try to hurt the economy, to make us not like Trump or nationalism. It just, you know, they've gone from this whole invincibility with MSM saying they didn't exist to now admitting world government's falling apart and that it's unelected. I just don't see how they ever thought it was going to go on, or how Zuckerberg, who thinks he's going to transcend and become some god, or Ray Kurzweil, how these guys, it's like they thought they could take hundreds of acres of people's land in Kauai that was native land and just owned by people, surrounding his 700 acres. He wanted more. So Zuckerberg, who calls his users dumb F's, just thought he'd take it. He finally had to back off. It's like, don't they understand that at the end of the day, when they try to dumb us down, it only blows back on them?
Well, it's a truism from history that those from the old world never see the new world until it's too late. And that's why we have to double down more than ever, commit to reaching more people, to be more engaging, to be more entertaining. For me, sometimes just to be more goofy. I'll sing to you in Japanese, whatever it takes to entertain people and keep them engaged in the conversation is what we need to do, because it is civilization hanging in the balance. We win now. I think we win forever. We lose now. I think we lose forever. The stakes to me are that high, and I am incredibly honored and pleased to be part of this movement to bring truth, reason, and evidence to the world.
We are definitely at the crossroads of the species.
Yes, and the lies are all falling apart. Like Michael Moore is screaming about, well, to me it's kind of ironic that Michael Moore is screaming about excessive energy consumption. I'd like to see that man attack a buffet like a great white in a herd of dolphins. But there's this lies all coming apart. They say, oh, well, we're really terrified about what the temperature might be in 100 years. But what about the national debt? What about the close to $200 trillion America has in unfunded liabilities, a massive multimillion dollar noose and chain around the unborn? Do they not care about that? No, they don't care about that. They care about whether it's 1 or 2 degrees higher in 100 years. That's
It's just them scripting themselves as a savior. I mean, they even admit in their own internal documents it's all a fraud to take control of all energy and pick winners and losers. It's the ultimate wicked, villainous energy control plan.
Well, and this is what Trump has done that I hugely admire is Keystone Pipeline and loosening restrictions on coal. Look, if civilization requires energy consumption, that's just the basic reality of it. We're either going to get our energy domestically in North America, or we're going to ship billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars over
to China,
to theocratic dictatorships that have been implicated in directly funding terrorism around the world. We either
ourselves
and have jobs ourselves and have incomes ourselves, or we shovel untold amounts of money to theocratic dictatorships who wish us harm. There's no third option. And the fact that Middle Eastern countries have been shown to be funding certain environmental groups is because they want to put the big green barrier up to energy independence in the West so they can continue to get our money so they can fund groups to attack us. And that, to me, it's almost treasonous to freedom to have nothing but opposition to energy independence from the Middle East. And I feel very strongly about that because I can see the pictures of the people who die from these kinds of attacks.
What do you make of Washington, D.C., put a little humble memorial? It ought to be bigger than the Washington Monument for those that died at the hands of communism, the biggest mass murdering regime in history, conservatively 150 million people last century alone, Venezuela collapsed and everything else. And then a bunch of trendies came out and flipped it off, saying there's no such thing as victims of communism. What the hell? What about 60 million Chinese farmers? What about other 20 million killed by the Chi Coms? Innocent people collectivized and murdered. And David Rockefeller wrote New York Times articles praising it. And now these people, these scumbags, I mean, they live in the lap of freedom, bitching and saying we want North Korea. I mean, these people are sick. What do you make of that?
I think it's pure sadism. It is pure, horrifying human joy in the destruction of other people's aspirations and hopes and freedoms. I don't know what kind of toxicity in childhood or in the womb or what happens to people that turn them that rancid in their souls. But there have been studies where they show people horrifying injuries, you know, nails being put through people's hands in simulated ways and so on. And there's a certain small section of the population, Alex, their happy centers light up. Their little brain orgasm centers light up. That's what makes them happy, is crushing hopes, crushing aspirations. And of course, those who want to commission future crimes must bury the bodies of past crimes so nobody can see what they have in store. If everyone knew where communism led to, which is a higher death count by far than Nazism. It is the most destructive and toxic ideology the world has ever seen that's not theological.
Conservative over 150 million. Well, let's expand. Countries that actually were through hardcore communism, even the communists in China, apologized for Mao and his wife and say he went too far. The Soviets had big debates and apologized for Lenin and Stalin. They say, no, it's perfect, it's wonderful, and F victims of communism, most of them poor farmers didn't even know what it was. I just look at these people. They are such enemies.
Well, this is how you know that there's no such thing as zombies, Alex, because if there were, every time one of these douchebags opened their mouths, there would be millions of post-Soviet death zombies arising back up from the Holodomor in Ukraine, and there would be millions of them just trying to find and eat their brains and coming up completely empty-handed. It is an unbelievably vicious and evil ideology. And the fact that there are out-and-out communists teaching all over the place in universities and think tanks and so on. I was taught by a particular Marxist professor. He wore a little badge of Marx. You can't conceivably be a Nazi out there teaching National Socialist ideology, but you can be a communist, which is a higher death count. And that is the challenge. That is all the stuff.
And let's expand.
Not
big universities.
The crimes, but the crimes being planned to come.
And exactly. Big universities funded by big foundations, the money of the robber barons, creating communism, and these sick little mental patient professors that couldn't build a barn or run a sandwich shop or wipe their own asses. And I'm not a violent guy, and I'm not calling for violence, but I see them saying kill Trump, overthrow, murder. We got the article on Infowars.com where the deep state is openly saying we're preparing to overthrow Trump. We're going to go after opposition. And it's all these little wimps fantasizing about violence. I mean, imagine those little wimps there desecrating that memorial to the dead. If people actually showed up and said, just with bare fists, let's go. Oh, they call it hate crimes everywhere. They want to push ideologies that murder people en masse, but they're going to scream bloody murder if people start kicking their asses. And I'm sorry, well, at a fundamental level, I see them as rat-like enemies, and just my heart starts beating.
They are pencil-necked Iagos to the Othello of the state, right? So what they want to do is they want to put out all their poison in their blogs and their articles. They want to put all this poison out. Trump is Hitler. It's the end of the world if we know it. He's bringing about the extinction of the human race by allowing people to burn coal instead of buying
run for the hills. We're all dead.
Yeah, and so what happens is then they get people so inflamed that other people act out their homicidal fantasies.
And then a memorial to dead people.
Some guy convinces a boyfriend to go beat him up.
And then a memorial to dead people, you got to go piss on it. That's the thing about the communists locally. They go attack the Blue Cat Cafe. It was in an empty lot. It's a cat sanctuary. It's become popular in East Austin. And it's owned by these total liberals. I've actually been there before. I don't want to get a little story. We're going to adopt a cat. We got one somewhere else. And we're sitting there. And the communists put glue in the keyhole so you can't feed the cats, knock the windows out, attack it. And it's like, be as nasty as they can. Be as nasty as they can. It's like, what cult are they from?
Well, if a commie wants to get close to a pussy, well, you go steal from someone. I completely disagree with it. It's immoral. But if you want to go steal with someone from someone and you don't want the risk of a physical confrontation, right, you don't want to be a mugger because a mugger might have someone fight back pretty strenuously, well, then you go to the state and you whisper that all these people are out there who've become rich because they've stolen from the poor and they've stolen from you. So now, please, Mr. Government, get all of the armaments.
But sure, why would you pick the rich people and as the target? The Blue Cat Cafe, a cat sanctuary. It's like they picked the most evil thing they could, just the most pathetic. Why the hell would you do that? It's because, again, they see women running a cat sanctuary as wimps, and they're little pieces of crap. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's a scum level.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We are back live here with Stefan Molyneux and my guest. Look, again, I'll say this 1,000 times. I'm not up here claiming I'm perfect. Well, I talk about things I should do myself, but you look at the fact that people don't exercise, they don't go outside, kids don't play outside anymore. All you see is the glowing color of blue TVs at night. There is a breakdown of society. And then a lot of people don't feel fulfilled because they didn't go through rites of passage. They're not doing normal human biological activities. And then you read the elite saying they've designed it all to hijack our modern society to be as destructive as possible. And then, again, I use the Omega Man or the Last Man on Earth, you know, analogy of there's the last guy who isn't a zombie, but some of the zombies still have their intellects. And he's like, listen, I have the cure. It's my antibodies, my blood. You can be human again. They go, dude, we don't want to be human again, and they kill him. Or, remake with Will Smith, I Am Legend. And I'm not on some high horse like I'm some great guy. I see the statistics. I see the numbers. I see how pissed they are. I see how the left and the establishment right have become just a disease of arrogance. And you can see the arrogance they all have. It's like it's their possession. And then they want to dominate us with this twisted will. And then they're totally incompetent and collapse every country they're in control of. So the big question is, how far does this process go? And what happens? Because I asked it earlier and we didn't get to it. Do they ever capitulate? And then what comes after that, Stefan Molyneux?
Well, I guess like dealing with any addicts, there are some who will get better and some who won't. And we reach with as much information those who've been indoctrinated, like we were talking about communism and so on. A third of millennials believe that President George W. Bush was responsible for more deaths than Soviet leader Joseph Stalin, who killed millions, just in the forced famine in the collectivization of farms in Ukraine, between 2 and 7 million people. So a lot of it is just you've been indoctrinated. You don't know what the truth is. You're in the matrix or the statrix that's created by government miseducation. So some people, when they get better information, they're thirsty for it. They red pill with enthusiasm. They wake up. They pursue more knowledge. Other people recoil and try and avoid it, stick their heads in the sand.
But how can you know communism isn't a total nightmare? It's always a horrible nightmare. I mean, they're always saying Cuba's so good, Venezuela's so good. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Canadian healthcare is so good. They're all coming down here. Not that ours is that good. I mean, it's just they're not informed. They're little kids in arrested development, and the whole system is about arresting that development. So how do we get them out of that?
I think, I hate to say, if I had some big plan other than what I've been doing for the last 30 years, I would be doing that big plan. I think we have this incredible medium. You and I are having this conversation thousands of miles apart. It's going to reach millions and millions of people. They can share it. Everybody has their part to play. Listen, people may not have your energy, your charisma, your enthusiasm. They may not have my particular abilities and education, but everyone has a part to play. Everything you share, every little shred of information that you bring up, every video you share, every tiny brave post you make on social media, you don't know who that's going to wake up. It could be somebody with infinite
power. By the way, we're not being patronizing. The power literally lies with the people. There are folks who are more articulate than us that just need to start their own shows and do it as a duty and not be scared. You should be scared of not doing it. By the way, what do you think of Noam Chomsky saying he thinks Trump will stage a false flag to bring in Muslims? Isn't bringing in radical Muslims by the millions, isn't that the false flag? Because they're going to blow stuff up. Then you take our rights when they attack.
Well, I think everyone knows that there are going to be more attacks. I mean, don't you every morning just sort of look there and say, woohoo, no attacks today, yay, that's a good day. And so everyone knows there's going to be more attacks and there's going to be an escalation. And in particular, if Marine Le Pen gets in and begins to start to unravel some of the accommodations that have been made to the immigrant population, particularly the third world.
Let's talk about that, because we're already being held hostage. Erdogan says, do what I say or I'll burn up Europe. We got to call the bluff. I mean, you know, you can't pay the pirate over and over again. Well, Stefan Molyneux will talk about paying the pirate. Doesn't work, doesn't turn out well. We'll be back. Stay with us.
ESPNLive.com today.